given up for adoption as an infant.
When did you first contact your mother?
A couple weeks before Christmas.
But as soon as he re-entered her life,
I says, we are willing to loan you $2,000.
That is incorrect, Your Honor.
Money pushed them apart.
What she's pretty much said was that I can get the car for you. It was a gift. I haven't seen you in 17, 18 years.
You know what I don't understand, Miss Knight?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Brenda Knight is suing her son, 20-year-old Matthew Britt, for an unpaid loan to buy a car. Matthew insists his mom gave him the vehicle.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 584 on account in the matter of Knight versus Britt.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Miss Knight, this is your biological son. You had been separated since he was adopted when he was a year old. And according to you, you reunited and he needed a car. You made him a loan so that he could buy a car and he didn't make the payments on the loan. Defendant says it was not a loan, but it was a gift that you made him because you hadn't been there for him. He subsequently sold the car and bought another one.
Correct.
When did you purchase the car, Mr. Britt?
Purchased it back in February of 2009.
When did you first contact your mother?
I contacted her in 2008, a couple weeks before Christmas, to try to give her a good present, you know.
How did you find her?
I actually contacted Social Security, and they gave me the information, and they gave me the contact information, and that's how I got a hold of her.
Where is your family?
My family is in actually Forest Lake, Minnesota. Those are my adopted parents. They took me in, they raised me, and everything like that.
Nice people?
Yes, very nice. They raised me well, they helped me with sports, made it through school, perfect.
Okay, so you got in touch with Miss Knight in 2008.
Yes.
Car was purchased in February of 2009. Tell me how that came about.
We actually, when we first started meeting, everything went off great. Everything was going well. And then my buddy Mark, he was willing to buy me a car. And then something happened.
Friend Mark was going to buy you a car?
Yep.
Why?
Because he wanted to help me out. He knew that I had school, wanted to get to work, stuff like that, so that way I can get around from point A to point B. He couldn't do it, so then I talked to her, and I told her, I said, yeah, Mark can't give me the car anymore. And she asked why, and I said, just because he's got financial issues and stuff like that.
What did she say?
What she pretty much said was that I can get the car for you. It was a gift. I haven't seen you in 17, 18 years. She told me I didn't have to pay her back.
That is a lie.
Miss Knight, don't interrupt him.
Okay.
She got me the car so I could get to school, everything like that.
What kind of school were you going to?
I'm actually currently going to Century College.
How many credits are you taking?
I am taking right now, I'm taking a total of 4 credits a semester.
And where do you work?
I work up at Forest Lake Walmart.
You work full-time?
Yep, 40 hours a week.
And where do you live?
I live actually at Adam Hill's apartment. I got my own apartment, and one of my roommates live with me, and he's actually an ex-military, so he moved in to help me out.
So you share expenses?
Yep.
Yes, is the
correct answer. Your Honor. Sorry.
Ever been arrested?
Nope, Your Honor.
What kind of car are you driving?
I was driving a 1995 Saturn SC2. It was a two-door.
Is that the car that you purchased with the money that your mother gave you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Sold it for how much?
I sold it for $2,000.
And what did you buy?
I bought a 1999 Dodge Dakota Sport.
How much did you pay for that?
I paid $2,400.
Is that what you used to get to school and work?
Yep, Your Honor.
You have health insurance?
Yes, Your Honor. I actually got coverage by my work.
And how old are you?
I am 20 years old.
What do you do for a living, Miss Knight?
I am a home health aide.
Who do you work for?
I work for Mainzel and InHome.
How long have you been working for them?
I have been working with InHome for 13 years, and I've been working with Mainzel for 3 years.
You have other children?
Yes, I do.
How many?
3, and 1 stepson.
I don't care about the stepson.
I do.
Good for you. How old are your 3 children?
I have the defendant as the 20-year-old. I have my son, Devin, as a 21-year-old. And then I have a child by the name of Robbie that is 6 years old.
Where does the 21-year-old live?
He lives with his wife.
Where does the 6-year-old live?
With me and my husband.
Did your 21-year-old son live with you during his growing up years?
Half the time.
Where did he live the other half the time?
He lived in Northwoods, up in Duluth.
With whom?
It's a behavioral center.
From what age to what age?
From
13.
From 13 on.
was what you're telling me is the 21-year-old child that you had did not grow up living in your house, but lived in a behavioral center. Is that what you said to me?
From the age of 13 to 18.
Now I'll hear about this alleged loan.
Okay. During the beginning of February, he had called me up, and he had told me that he was happy and ecstatic because he was able to go ahead and get this car from a friend of his who was willing to buy it for him. 2 weeks before, or a week before, February 23rd, he called me up again. He was feeling a little bummed out. I asked him what was wrong. He had told me that the car that he was supposed to get, he was not able to get because something had happened with his friend's finances. And I had asked him, I said, well, how much is the car for? And he said, $2,000. I said, how would you feel if I was to lend you the money? And he says, I'll need to think about that. And I said, okay. I said, in the meantime, while you're thinking about it, I says, I will talk to my husband and I will ask him if it's okay if I borrow you that loan. And he said, okay. 15 minutes later, he called back. Me and my husband had him on the speakerphone and I had told him, I says, what we are willing to do is we are willing to go ahead and loan you $2,000 in the agreement that you pay us back.
That is incorrect, Your Honor.
Go ahead.
In the agreement that you pay us back. And he said, okay. And he says, well, he says, I am supposed to be getting another job, second job. And at the end of March, I will be able to pay you the full amount because he was supposed to get $3,000 from this job. So as
supposed to get $3,000 from a job? From what job is he supposed to get $3,000?
My witness remembers that.
I'm asking you.
It was a job that he was supposed to do for a friend of his.
What kind of
it
job?
It had something to do with, it was either the Navy or it was the Army. It was to design a gun or some kind of thing it was to design. And I had discussed it with my husband. And my husband said, no, that's not, it can't be true because he has to go to school in order to do something like that. And I said, okay. So I had asked him, you know, I says, you need to go to school, I says, in order to do something like that. And he says, I'm just doing this for a friend of mine. He's helping me to understand this. And then he is the one that is actually going to pay me. So he'll get paid first, and then he'll pay me the $3,000.
Did you ever get $3,000?
No, Your Honor.
Never got it.
Just started working.
Shh. You never got it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You had three children. You didn't raise two of them. One you got, who's six. You don't know how that's going to work out.
And later today,
you can't argue with a woman about anything that involves memory, sir. Every evil thing that you said or did is emblazoned in their memory forever.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brenda Knight claims her son, Matthew Brett, borrowed money from her to buy a car and refuses to pay her back.
You know what I don't understand, Miss Knight? Let me tell you what I don't understand. I mean, I've had children, so I have kids who are 20 years old. It would be a revelation had any of them been self-sufficient at age 20. A revelation if they were self-sufficient at 30. You've got a child that you had nothing to do with raising, you had nothing to do with supporting, who managed somehow to get to be the age of 19 years old, which is when all this happened. Never been arrested. You're telling me the truth?
Yes, Your Honor.
Goes to school, got a GED, works full time, got health insurance through the place where he works. Really an upwardly mobile job unless he gets a further degree, which he's doing. I would beg, borrow, and steal the $2,000 to get him a car so that he could get from school to work. Are you following me? You had three children. You didn't raise two of them. One you got, who's six. You don't know how that's going to work out. But you know that this one that you had really nothing to do with taking care of turned out reasonably well and seems to have some idea of being successful. So I don't think you made him a loan. I think you had a guilty conscience. I think that you offered to give him money for a car, and I'm dismissing your case.
No.
Goodbye.
Party's ice cream.
I wanted to mainly teach my son a lesson.
I did the best I could for the family that, you know, I finally met.
I don't feel that it is right for him to take advantage of me.
It was actually hard to get the courage to finally get to go and finally meet who is the person that I haven't seen forever.
I was very happy to hear from him.
I just thought about what it'd be like to meet her, what's my family like.
I hope that some, you know, somewhere here in the future that we will be able to gain some kind of a relationship back.
See if anything works out. If not, I guess that's where the course takes. If it does, then it'll be cool.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Achtmeier versus Pete. Step forward.
25-year-old Megan Achtmeier is suing her former live-in boyfriend, Christopher Heath, for rent, half of a security deposit, and for the return of a video game console.
Oh, these people living together makes life so complicated. You signed a lease with him, you were going to live together. That lasted about 4 days, a week. Long-term relationship. And it is your claim that he owes you some of the security deposit because he didn't pay his half of the security deposit, which you lost. The landlord let you break the lease, so you want him to pay for the first month's rent and security deposit, which you put down. You also claim he took the PlayStation. Is this with PlayStations? Is that a couple of PlayStations? People should be embarrassed. They set up house and they fight about a PlayStation. My grandchildren fight about PlayStations. Anyway, how much was the security deposit?
$800.
How much was the rent?
$800.
Where were you working?
I work at Red Robin.
And where were you working?
Wasn't working at the time.
Yes, so you was.
Where was he working?
Marketing Solutions.
Marketing Solutions. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes, not when we moved in, I wasn't working there.
Yes,
when
he was.
When did you start working there?
I don't know the exact date.
Month?
September.
When did you move into the apartment?
February.
And you started working there in September?
Mm-hmm.
Of 09?
Yes.
So you were working there when you moved into the apartment?
I'd lost my job before that. That was let go before we moved in.
He worked there on and off constantly. He was there back and forth, giving up excuses why he couldn't stand working there. He's been working there on and off for years.
Are you working there now?
No.
Where are you working now?
I'm unemployed right now.
How are you supporting yourself?
Unemployment.
When did you stop working there?
Right before we moved in January.
The week after we moved in. As soon as we moved into this house, he quit. He didn't go the following week.
See, you can't argue with a woman about anything that involves memory, sir. They remember every evil deed you ever did to them. Buy him roses and flowers, bring him candy, buy him jewelry, that you can forget in a second. Every evil thing that you said or did is emblazoned in their memory forever.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand?
Yes.
She knows that you quit your job the week you moved in. When was the last time the two of you had a good time together? Do you remember?
No, I do not. No.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's easy. Uncross the arms. I want you to take a look at her. Tell me what you see.
A woman.
Nice looking. Articulate.
Yeah.
Looks like she's got it together. Right?
Yeah.
Why in the world would she want to pay your rent? I'm looking at you.
Because I helped take care of her kids and everything when I was with her. It was agreement. She, you know,
What do you mean you helped take care of her kids when you were with her?
She has three kids that I have, you know, I have no relationship with. And when she was at work, when she did school, when she went out, I was at home watching them all the time.
And what about you working at whatever Solutions?
Yeah, when I didn't work, she would take them to daycare if I had to work, if I was
right.
at work.
And then other days. Well, you set up a household.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He has anger issues. My youngest told me he hated him every day.
But you stayed with him, according to, for 3 years.
Yes.
How could you stay with a man for 3 years that your child hates?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Megan Achtmeier says former live-in boyfriend Christopher Heath owes for rent, security deposit, and the return of a video game console.
Okay. You get child support?
For two of them, yes.
All three children live with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Then why would he pay half the rent and half the security deposit? See, I'm not totally unfair, right? A little bit unfair, but not totally unfair. No, don't agree with that. You're supposed to say is you're never unfair. There are five people living in a house. Why would he pay for half the deposit and half of the rent?
Because that is what he agreed to.
Is that what you agreed to?
No.
Yes.
Nah, I wouldn't. That doesn't sound reasonable to me.
He always says my children were like his own.
How many times have you let him see the children since you broke up?
I have not.
So, see what I mean? Law doesn't give him any rights at all. Why should he have to put a roof over their head? How much do you get for the children in child support?
$212 a month.
For each child?
No, for two.
And where's the other half of the other child's support?
We have 50-50 custody.
So he's only with you half the time?
Yes, ma'am.
How many bedrooms are in this house?
Four.
You gotta pay your share, sir. Do you understand?
Yes.
Didn't work out, you moved out, landlord let you breach the lease. I don't think you have to pay half, but you have to pay a portion of it. Now, let's get to the PlayStation. Tell me about the PlayStation.
PlayStation? She was gonna get it for me for a Christmas present.
He got a camera.
No. Don't interrupt.
Okay.
You know, we were talking about it. She said she'd get me one for Christmas. The funds weren't there, you know, everything. It was Christmas.
She's got three children.
Yep. Right. And then she got her taxes and school money and stuff like that, and we were moving into a place, and it was one day I was at the house, and she's like, I'm going shopping for stuff for the house. I said, okay, I'm laying on the couch. She comes home after a couple hours. She comes home, sets the PlayStation on my chest, says, here, you're spoiled. I expected something in return. Happy Valentine's Day. And it was this couple weeks before Valentine's Day.
What'd you get her for Valentine's Day?
We broke up before Valentine's Day. She kicked me out on the 7th.
How old are her children?
5.
6, 4, and 3.
Yeah, 6, 4.
You see, if you didn't interrupt, I could have given him the business.
I'm sorry.
You just couldn't control yourself.
I will stop. I apologize.
How many PlayStations were in the house?
They have a PlayStation 2 with a bunch of games. They have DSs they just got for Christmas. And then the PlayStation 3 that I received.
You shouldn't be having to spend your time playing with a PlayStation, sir. You should be out there looking for work. Where is the PlayStation 2?
In my children's room.
And they play with it?
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that you bought it for him as a gift.
For who?
Him.
No, it was for my children. My children were with me when we got it.
I don't think so. I think that you gave it to him exactly as he says you gave it to him. I happen to believe him. That's my prerogative. That doesn't mean if you wanted to be a nice guy, you wouldn't exchange the PlayStation 2 with the PlayStation 3 with her, since you really adore these children. Would you like to do that?
Well, the reason I got the PlayStation was for the internet, the Blu-ray, but I mean, if it comes down to it, I'm willing to...
Well, I'm asking you. You said to me, I adore these children. You took care of them
I
and
do,
everything
you know,
else.
No, but she doesn't let me see them, talk to them, nothing, you know?
Did you really want to?
I've asked, yes. You know, I was with...
No,
we were together for 3.5 years.
Three.
And since they were... One of them was like 4 months old when I met
her.
Well,
that would be unkind if that's true. If you asked to see the children and she wouldn't let you.
He has
But I tell
asked.
You what we do. Maybe she'll let you see the kids and just say hi if you make an exchange of this PlayStation 2 for the PlayStation 3. How would you like that?
My two oldest may like it, my youngest will not.
Will not like what?
Seeing him.
Tell me why.
Because he was mean to him all the time. He has anger issues. He's always had anger issues. My youngest told me he hated him every day.
Well, that's so interesting. And yet you stayed with him.
The deciding factor in our breakup this last time was my children.
But you stayed with him, according to you, for 3 years.
Yes.
How could you stay with a man for 3 years that your child hates?
It didn't start coming out until the last six, seven months.
Keep the PlayStation, sir. I'm tired of her nonsense.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Go ahead.
I have some evidence about the security deposit that I got from the landlord.
What about it?
On the 22nd, she received an $800 check in return from the landlord and cashed it same day and then filed the complaint to sue me for this on the 25th.
No, I did not.
Can I see that, please? Well, that's interesting. Did you get your security deposit back?
No, ma'am.
So you mean this lawyer who represents the landlord is lying in this letter?
I spoke with the landlord yesterday and he told me he would not issue anything without proper documentation.
I have the letter. I'm asking you a question. It's easy for me to call the lawyer. Number is right here on his letterhead. Represents the landlord. Landlord says that Miss Altemeyer received and cashed a check from you in the amount of $800 for full return of her security deposit.
The security deposit, yes. The rent that we were out, no.
The case is dismissed. You lied to me once. You've had it. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. The back door to your right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think it turned out fair. I mean, you can't lie to the judge. And, you know, I mean, you just can't lie.
It's fine. whatever, I'm out the money, I'm without him now, which is fine, I will no longer support him.
Nothing worked out. I mean, we just argued, too thick-headed.
Domestic issues from the past.
There was one time, you know, we were arguing, I threw a cell phone charger and happened to get her in the leg, and that was it.
He had taken anger management, promised me he had changed, and apparently he did not.
I agreed to take anger management and stuff to work things out, and it just didn't work out.
I will never date a snake ever again in my life.
Like she says, when you're a snake, and it's hard to get along with someone like that.